And welcome to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box high above Martin Stadium. This is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. I'm your host, Bill Osborne, along with Taylor Biddle. And down on the field is Marty Rogers. And we'll hear from Wes James in about 7:50, just before kickoff, as he's down, I know, talking to officials, getting all that inside information that we so desperately need sometimes. But Wes will be up here with us in a little while. Marty's down on the field talking to everybody. And Taylor, you and I got the calm, if you will, for a little while. So Hardaway Hawks, they come in here from Columbus, Georgia. A school size-wise, very similar to Windsor Forest, but a good football team. They come in with a 2-1 record. They did lose their last game to Shaw, 22-17. But I'm telling you, they're a good football team.
Yeah, absolutely right, Bill. They're coming off a 22-17 loss to Shaw. Previously, before that, I believe 2 weeks ago, they came and they beat Columbus. I have to figure that's going to be a rivalry game for them of some sort.
Well, Shaw is too. They all there's like four or five schools in Columbus.
21-7. The little piece of information that we did find out in pregame, Wes did mention in his scene setter. And we had all intentions of talking about this guy, Justin Crawford. We were going to tell our listeners to keep an eye out for him, number two. It's been our understanding that he will not be playing tonight. He's their leading rusher, as Wes mentioned in the scene setter. Two games for over 100 yards. Number two will not be on there tonight. They're going to go with committees. And we'll get into some of our traditions for and impact players a little bit later in pregame. But the crowds are coming in nicely. The Hardaway Hawks have made their way onto the field. The Loudoun Vikings have made their way out in their pregame routine. Hardaway in their red pants with white uniforms. They've got kind of a silverish gold helmet, is what I can see from here. Kind of almost like the color on the new iPhone, Bill, is how I kind of equate it. The Loudoun Vikings are in their traditional crimson breeches with crimson uniforms and silver helmets.
Yeah, you're right, exactly, kind of a gold color. The Hardaway Hawks traditionally have had a white helmet with the red hawk on the side, but I noticed that this year in some of the things that we looked at, photos that we saw during our research this week, that they were wearing this gold-colored helmet. So it looks kind of sharp down there on the white jerseys, but they are huddled up there in the end zone. They were out here earlier walking the field, and again, it's a good football team. I don't want people to sit here and walk in here and go, oh, well, you know, it's going to be another small school. Lowndes is going to walk all over them. You know, maybe they will, but I tell you what, Hardaway is not coming here to lose this ball game.
Let's take 1 minute and go down to Marty for an equipment parts supply sideline report. Marty, what's the activity like down there on the sideline? How are the players looking, both on the Hardaway side of the field and the Lowndes side of the field?
Well, Taylor, I just made my way down here to the Hardaway side, and I've been down there talking to some of the Lowndes players. And last week, if you'll go back and listen, I talked about the fact that we were loose and we were excited and we were ready to play, and I was really encouraged to see that, of course, coming off the tough loss the week before. Once again, we're extremely loose. This team is a team, I think, that feeds off a lot of emotion. If you go back and look at the game when we played against Noonan, you know, we were flat on the field, we were flat in the stands, we were flat everywhere, but when this team has got a little pep in their step, and the fans are piling in and they're loud, I mean, this team really plays off of that, like others, but I think this team more so than normal. And again, tonight they're ready. They got the music going. I would not be surprised if we don't get off to a fast start tonight.
Well, Marty, it is homecoming week, and that we talked with Coach McPherson on Tuesday night at the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. He talked about it. He said, I don't know that there's a high school football coach in America that wouldn't say there are some distractions during the week of homecoming. I know that we've got four or five of our young men on that homecoming court, so we'll see them as well on the field during the homecoming festivities at halftime.
Bill, you're absolutely right. And, of course, you know, homecoming, there's a lot of festivities besides just a halftime show. There, you know, we had the big bonfire last night, and they had games and all kinds of events going out on the campus last night. You know, they have the dress-up days all week long. There's just so much that goes into it that these young men, you know, you got to remember they're still 17, 16, 17-year-old kids, that they enjoy that. That's part of their high school. So they take part in everything they possibly can. They're actively involved, and that does take your focus off a little bit of preparation. So be anxious to see how that starts. But again, I think our team's excited to play. I think they're definitely loose and ready to go. And I really would not be surprised to see a fast start tonight.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Want to thank all of our sponsors this year for their sponsorship of Lounge High Football. Folks like Bubba Jack's Crab Shack. What a great spread. Every home game so far this year, they have sent up food and crawfish, shrimp. We had some great grilled fish tonight, as well as fried fish. And remember, they're open early before the game. Get over there at Bubba Jack's Crab Shack on Hill Avenue. Get some great food. If you want to wait till after the game, they're open till midnight as well. So get right there and go visit Bubba Jack's Crab Shack.
Weather is really nice so far. If you're in the car heading to the game or in the car riding around and want to come out to the game, still can get in the game on the visiting side tonight. Supposed to maybe cool off a little bit tonight. Maybe high 70s, low 80s is what some people have been talking about tonight. So not exactly the September we might be used to around here during football season, but should be a good weather tonight. No clouds in the sky. 42 minutes away from kickoff, Bill, and ready to take a 2-minute break. We will be right back to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff after this short break.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box high above Martin Stadium. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, and we'll be going down shortly for a Traditions Flooring coaches interview as both coaches are now communicating with the officials and getting some basic information, getting ready to go. Again, Taylor, you made the comment, it is a beautiful night tonight. The weather's out. I mean, really nice. It's not too hot. Joe Stubbs came around, didn't even put the fans out tonight, just decided it was pleasant enough without them.
Absolutely, Bill. I got to agree with you there. I love this time of the game. Get to look at the opposing team. You never want to be that team that shines during warm-up, but it gives you a good feeling of maybe what the team's going to do. I'm watching number 11, their quarterback so far, Blake Berry, throwing some skinny posts, some fly patterns, post routes in general, some quick slants. His timing is down pretty well with the receivers. Keep an eye on number 11. I'm sure we'll get into that with our Traditions Flooring impact players. But the guys can catch the ball on that side of the field. And we've had some struggles with defending the pass. So we're going to have to play disciplined football tonight against a good passing team.
Yeah, I'll be anxious to see how well our defensive backs can play. Now, the other side of that is the offensive line versus defensive line. So how good is that offensive line for Hardaway? So we'll see how that looks. Our defensive line, of course, kind of some no-name defensive linemen this year. I mean, we've had guys in the past where, at the drop of a hat, you'd mention three or four names, and all of them are on the defensive line. This year, they're good players, but they're just not that household name yet. Now, maybe they will be
before
the season's over.
They're going to get that way, and if I got anything to do, it looks like we do have Marty ready for the Traditions Flooring Coaches interview with the Hardaway Hawks coach.
Guys, I do. I'm here with Coach Jeff Battles, and Coach, we appreciate you taking a minute to speak with us. But Coach, your team got off to a good start. You had it was 2-0, and then last week you had a real tough loss, and it was a close one that you actually gave up a couple defensive scores. So I know your team battled really hard, but how is your team? How they respond this week, and what's the mood like coming in tonight?
Well, we always enjoy coming down here to this great football environment, and it's something we don't always get to experience at home. So it's always fun to come down here and have a bunch of fans, and even if they're not yelling for you, but you see them, and it's a great experience for the kids. So, it's been a good week. We had to recover a little bit from that disappointing loss, but they did well. They flipped it real quick and had a good week of practice.
Well, Coach, I know speaking of this team and your offense, you do like to spread it out, but you try to stay pretty balanced and run in a good bit. I'm watching your quarterback warm up, and that's number 11, Blake Berry. He seems like a pretty talented young man. He's a junior. Talk to us a little bit about him and how he leads your offense, and also too, I believe your leading rusher is not here tonight. Is that correct?
Correct. He made a boneheaded move and decided to skip class, and that's not excusable. So he's suspended this game. The quarterback Blake Berry is a second year guy for us. Started last year. He's matured a lot mentally over the off season. He's come in. He's been a little inconsistent this year, more than we wanted him to be, but he's still figuring it out, his arm, once he does that, he's gonna get consistent with his with his throws and his timing. He's going to do a pretty good job for us.
Watching him warm up, he seems pretty athletic and seems like a definite leader. And, of course, you mentioned the suspension, and I know that that's a tough thing to do as a coach. But I read a little bit about you when you came on, and looking back, and you always said the one thing you had to teach these young men were discipline and consistency. And so you're doing that as well. But switching over to the other side of the ball, your defense, you like to play an attacking style. And if you look at your first few games, you've created a lot of turnovers. Talk to us a little bit about what are some of the keys to tonight's game defensively, and who are some of the players to watch over there?
Well, we like to attack. We don't have a whole lot of big guys, so playing fast is plays to our advantage. Our defensive leader is 27, David Hall. He usually shows up for us. He's definitely our emotional leader also. We have a few seniors on defense, so they will do a few more things because they're a little more mature and can understand it a little bit, understand the game. Tonight's game is going to be about being disciplined and doing your job. You know, it's hard to stop these guys because they're so freaking fast. You know, so we've preached it all week. You know, be disciplined, do your job, and make sure we don't arm tackle, go through your tackles and everything, and hopefully we can slow them down a little bit.
Well, Coach, speaking of discipline and speed, I know you've got a few players that's went on and played in the next level, and I know you keep up with them. One we talked about last year, early in the year, and that's Austin Scott, who our listeners know pretty well here at VSU. He's a redshirt sophomore this year. Got off to a good start last year, and when we talked about him, you talked about what a special player he was, but he ended up rushing for over 1,000 yards and won the national championship. Have you had a chance to talk with him and find out, you know, what he's expecting out of this year?
Yeah, he came down and visited with us a little bit before the game, and you know, he's just a great kid, and he's going to do well in whatever he does, you know, because he is such a good person.
Well, Coach, we wish you well tonight. We wish you the best of luck in the future. You've got a tough region schedule, I know, in 1-4-A, so good luck with it, and we appreciate you talking with us.
Thanks.
All right, and that is the Tradition Flooring Coach's interview. Let's take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll get Coach McPherson and get his thoughts on tonight's game. You're listening to Lounge High Football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We are high above Martin Stadium, and you are listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. Want to remind everybody about this Tuesday night as the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show goes live on location at Cheddar's Restaurant over on Norman Drive. That'll start at 6:45. It'll be broadcast live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. But get out there. You'll get to see some of the coaches as they come out. You'll see it live. Great food at Cheddar's. But get out there about 6:45. We'll be on the air for an hour, and about an hour and 15 minutes, and get coaches' thoughts on this game and as we get ready for the next week game against the Colquitt County Packers. And that'll be what we'll talk about Tuesday night at Cheddar's at 6:45 for the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show.
We've talked all year that there's three parts of the season, Bill. Region play, non-region play, and playoffs. We're winding up our non-region play. So we've got to be clicking on all cylinders because you don't want to look ahead now,
right,
but it all starts for real next week. These Hardaway Hawks, our last test to really, you know, work the kinks out before it's really going to matter. We're just about 30 minutes away from kickoff. The band is making their way into the field. While we're waiting on Marty to get Coach Mack, any of you, we're going to go ahead and start with our Tradition Flooring impact players. Excuse me. I'm going to start with the Lowndes High offensive side of the ball tonight. We've talked all year about being balanced. What I mean by that is balanced in both running game and passing game, and even in special teams, Bill. Coach Mack's always said in order to pass the ball, you got to have the throwers and you got to have the catchers. We added a twist to that last week. You also got to have the protectors. We had plenty of time up front protecting them, but we had to have somebody that could catch the ball. I can't look any further for my Tradition Flooring impact player tonight on offense for the Lowndes High Vikings than number 25, Malik Roberts. 6'2", 190-pound senior. He has 5 catches for 43 yards. They've been some real instrumental catches. He'd probably have about 30 or 40 more yards of that if it wasn't for the fumble that he had against Newton. But he can also do it on the ground too, Bill. He's rushed for 67 yards on offense. Malik Roberts is my Tradition Flooring impact player for the Lowndes High Vikings on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, I think that's a great choice. Malik Roberts has shown us some things this year that he can catch most anything that's thrown out there to him. If he can just control it once he catches it and get downfield, I think he can be an impact for the rest of the season. I'm going to go and look at that offensive line.
The protectors.
The Sons of Thunder, if you will. These guys, how much time they can give Austin Dixon is going to be the most important thing. He had time, Austin did last week, because that offensive line was able to hold off the defensive line of the Windsor Forest Knights. They've got to do that tonight. Provided they do that, I tell you what, Austin's going to have all night long. He's going to be able to find the holes for his running backs, as well as if he's going to throw, he's going to have plenty of time.
Let's go down to Marty for the Traditions Flooring Coaches interview with Coach Randy McPherson. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm down here with Coach Mack. Coach, we appreciate you taking a minute to talk to us. And, of course, last week we had a record-setting win, and it was a big win for us. How important was that for your team's confidence coming off the tough week the week before?
I thought it went real, you know, obviously it was good. You know, we played well, played hard, and very proud of the team.
Coach, we mentioned record-setting, and, of course, that was offensively. We scored a bunch of points. Let's talk a little bit. That offense seemed to be clicking on all cylinders. How would you grade their play up to this point, and what are some things they need to do to get better?
Well, you know, we're not there yet. You know, we obviously need to improve. I think we need to maintain blocks a little bit longer, you know, run a little bit harder, and, you know, just overall, you know, fast-paced execution.
Coach Austin Dixon was 8 of 12 for 144 yards and 4 TDs. Malik Roberts had some big catches. DeMarcus Jackson had a few big catches. Do we look to come out and try to open it up a little bit more tonight? Is that what you hope to do, or what's the game plan?
Well, you know, we got all our little tricks in our pocket. You know, we're gonna get going. We got two films on them. You know, kind of depends on how they line up and what happens. You know, but I feel like we can throw the ball, and we plan on throwing it.
Well, Coach, of course, we started with offense tonight, but your teams, as we've said many, many times, always start with defense, and you've got to be happy with the play of your defense so far, including the scrimmage. You've had three shutouts, and, of course, you only gave up two scores there in the one loss. But on defense, how pleased are you with their play so far, and what are some keys tonight defensively to try to stop Hardaway?
Well, you know, we've got to play fast, got to swarm tackle. They got a lot of athletes, you know. We can't let them get behind us, you know. They're going to hopefully we can keep the game in front of us and, you know, make them pay when they catch underneath.
Well, Coach, tonight is homecoming, and with homecoming, we talked a little bit Tuesday night at the Randy McPherson Coaches Show that, you know, there's always a little distractions there. How have you tried to keep your team focused tonight, and do you think that will have any effect?
I doubt it. We don't talk about homecoming, you know. We're trying to get better. We're trying to play better than we did last week. They know what it feels like to stink it up and lose. They don't want to do that.
Well, Coach, good luck to you. Thanks for talking with us. Guys, that is the Tradition Flooring Coaches Spotlight with Head Coach Randy McPherson. And at this time, I'll send it back up to you to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box.
Marty, I'm going to throw it right back down to you because it's time for you to give us your Tradition Flooring Lounge High Impact Player on offense. For offense for the Lounge High Vikings.
Well, I'm going to go with the young man we just talked about, and that's, of course, number two, the sophomore, Austin Dixon, Taylor. On the season, he's 15 of 30 for 196 yards, 5 TDs. But as we just said, last week, he was 8 of 12 in the first half for 144 yards and 4 TDs. I really would not be surprised to see him come out tonight, have a good game throwing the ball, open it up a little bit in the first half, hopefully not have to throw too much in the second half. I'm sure that our next week's opponent, who's off tonight, will be here in the stands watching. So I really feel like maybe he'll come out and have a fast start in the first half, and then maybe we can kind of, as Coach Mack said, keep our tricks in our pocket.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball for the Hardaway Hawks. I'm going to go with number 17, one of the defensive backs for Hardaway. He is a senior. Torrey Beard, he's got two fumble recoveries. One of those was returned for a touchdown last week. This is one of those leaders on the team. If we do open it up, Marty, I got a feeling this is going to be one of the guys that's going to be something that we've got to deal with in our passing game. Torrey Beard is my Traditions Flooring impact player for the Hardaway Hawks.
Well, I'm going to go down to that defensive line. Number 66, Walter Paramore. And you don't hear this very often from a defensive lineman, but he's got an INT on the season. He just stepped in front of it. if you've got a defensive lineman who can step in front of those passes, he's probably good size. He's leaving his feet and he's timing those jumps. So a defensive line like that, if we do elect to pass, if Walter Paramore is able to get in those passing lanes, this is a guy that can defend that. So keep an eye on number 66, Walter Paramore, for the Hawks of Hardaway.
Bill, you're absolutely right. Paramore is the player, and of course the interception that you just referred to, he actually ran it all the way back but fumbled it on the one, and Taylor's impact player, Beard, recovered it in the end zone. I'm going to go with the name that the coach mentioned first, and that would be Davis Hall, number 27. He's a senior. He's a leader on this defense. When I asked about impact players, he's the first one that came out of the coach's mouth. He's actually a kind of a leader over there. He's a coach on the field, and he plays a linebacker slash DB hybrid type position, kind of a strong safety. I think you'll see him get active in our run game. And, of course, as Taylor and I just mentioned, I think we're going to throw it a little bit, so he's going to have to be, you know, getting back and covering the middle of the field as well.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the Hardaway Hawks offensive side of the ball. We mentioned several times this pregame show about Justin Crawford. Coach mentioned had some discipline issues, so he won't be able to play tonight. Admire the coach for making that decision for one of his better players. But my impact player is going to be, who's going to replace him?
Yeah.
We found out that it's going to be a mixture of, kind of by committee, so to speak. Number four, the sophomore, Christian McBride. He's young, but he's going to be required to get in here in this big-time setting, replace that guy that's being suspended today, and carry the load. Also helping out, number nine, John Irvin. He's a senior. Got a feeling he's probably going to take majority of the snaps being that senior, but you never know. We'll see when the guys come out on the field. And number 21, the last member of this running back by committee, is Darius Blackman. He is also a sophomore. So look for number 21, number 9, and number 4, two sophomores and a senior, to replace Justin Crawford as their key running back. Now, they throw the ball very well. From what I saw in pregame, it's hard to tell run because they're not really going up against the defense. But I look for those guys to be impact players for the Hardaway Hawks on offense.
Well, offensively, I think there's a weapon they got that won't take the field but every so often, and that's their kicker, number 15, Hector Zamudio. Hector has kicked a 45-yard and a 32-yard field goal this season in the three games that he played. He also will punt, but if you've got a weapon that can get one at 45 yards, all you got to do is start getting that ball across the 50. Give your guy a chance, and you can't win ball games sometimes by just scoring three. But he can sure keep them in the ball game, and he could get in a situation that if the Vikings don't come out and play to the abilities that they've demonstrated so far, a kicker that can boot one that far can win a ball game as we saw last year.
Well, guys, both of those are excellent choices. I'm going to stick with their quarterback, number 11. He is a junior. That is Blake Berry. Talked a little bit about him with their coach. He's got three TD passes on the year so far. He actually, watching him warm up, Taylor, I think you referred to it earlier, he's a very kind of a shifty guy, got a pretty good arm. He's pretty accurate. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but I really think that he'll have a big game tonight. I think he's got to have a big game tonight. Last year he was only 5 of 19 for 22 yards against the Vikings, and he's got to do better than that tonight, or we're going to sack the box and shut down that running back by committee. So he's got to have a big game tonight for Hardaway Hawks, and he's my tradition scoring impact player of the game for the Hardaway Hawks tonight.
Flipping over, trying to defend that Hardaway offense on defense for the Lowndes High Vikings, I'm going to go with number 61, Zach Copeland. Hasn't made a name for himself yet, but it's my motto to make a name for this guy. He's got the size, he's got the speed, he's got the height. 6'2", 250-pound senior. He's our leading tackler on the season. 17 tackles for a loss, 17 tackles total. 8 of those are for a loss. The loss is 29 yards. He disrupts him. He's disrupting in the backfield. He's disrupting the running back. He clogs the hole. He gets to the perimeter. He makes you make a decision offensively what you're going to do with the ball. And hopefully it's one of those hurry-up decisions where you make a bad throw or you make a bad cut. Zach Copeland, number 61, is my tradition scoring impact player for the Lowndes High Vikings on defense.
Defensively for the Vikings, I'm going to talk about number 17, linebacker Trey Jackson. As much as what he can do on the field physically as the linebacker, what he brings to this team in leadership is invaluable. I mean, he gets out on the field. He's the one who calls the defensive sets. He's smart enough. He understands what he's looking at. If he needs to make a change, he's ready to do that. He can make the change. And I tell you, Trey's going to make a difference because, as Coach said just a few moments ago, we're going to make some adjustments based on what they line up with. They don't really know. They've only seen a few films, and without their star running back, how are they going to line up? And somebody like Trey Jackson can make a huge impact when he starts to see what the offensive line and what the offensive set for the Hardaway Hawks is. So for my Traditions Flooring Impact player, it's number 17, Trey Jackson.
Once again, guys, excellent choices. And, of course, our defense starts with those two guys right there. I'm going to go with another young man we've talked about a little bit, and that senior, number 31, Brandon Roberts. One guy we didn't mention for the Hawks is their receiver, Malik Fowler. Watching their warm-up, he's actually a pretty big guy. He's a number 10 for them. He's a senior receiver, and I think you're going to see Brandon shadowing him all night long. Blake Berry, their quarterback, is going to try to get him the ball, and Brandon's going to come up tonight and have a big game. We hadn't talked about him a whole lot this year, other than against Newton when he covered their number one, the guy who made the great catch at the end of the game. He covered him all night long and really shut him down until that last play. I think you'll see Brandon tonight. I wouldn't be surprised to see him have at least one and maybe two picks tonight, at least some pass breakup. But Brandon Roberts is my impact player of the week tonight for the Vikings defense, and I think he'll have a big night.
Thank you, Marty. That is your Traditions Flooring Impact Players. Remember, make an impact on your house by choosing Traditions Flooring. We're going to take a two-minute break. We'll be back with the Lounge High Radio Network, 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne, and we are bringing it to you live from the Commercial Banking Company Press Box high above Martin Stadium. Alongside of me is Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. And the voice of the Vikings, Wes James, has finally made his way up towards the press box. We'll have him on the air in just a little while as we get you ready for tonight's football game. The clock continues to run at 15 minutes now before scheduled kickoff against the Hardaway Hawks. Georgia Bridgman have made it onto the field. And it's beginning to feel like football now. We talk about the pageantry and the excitement of high school football. And the band really brings that to the crowd, along with the crowd. It's starting to fill up. It's going to be a great night.
Absolutely. I love to see the crowd in here. I love to hear the band get started. And as soon as they get started, you know you're not that far away from kickoff, where we can go down to Marty and get the coin toss. It's here. We're ready to go. It's our last, like we said a minute ago, it's our last test before region play when it's all going to matter. So we've got to get all the kinks worked out tonight. Coach said he's got stuff up his sleeve. I wonder if we're going to use it tonight. We know, like Marty mentioned, we've got the next week's opponent is off. They definitely will be here scouting this game. I don't know how much Coach will use tonight of his playbook, but my key all season thus far has been balance, Bill. We've talked about it in all three games, balance. I think we were very balanced last week. We had, over 160 yards of total passing. We had all day to throw the ball. On the season, I think Austin Dixon's only been touched one, maybe two times. You may call it a hurry, but he's 15-30 on the year. That's not bad for three games for a Lounge High Vikings team. So we're going to open it up. Yeah, last week the opponent might have dictated a lot of that, but as we get comfortable, this sophomore quarterback gets more comfortable. He knows Malik Roberts is going to go up and make a play if he underthrows him or does something that's not quite catchable. He's going to make a play on the ball because he's such a good receiver. But I'm interested to see how balanced we are tonight, Bill.
Yeah, you make a good point with Malik Roberts. Malik is that special kind of receiver and the kind of guy that will snatch the ball out of the air. He's tall, he's lanky, he really reaches up and gets passes. He doesn't wait on it to come to him. I think that's the key. He makes great sideline catches.
Yeah.
He's like some of those Georgia wide receivers that they've had over the years that can get up there and really just take the ball out of the air.
A couple other guys that come to mind, Ryan Hobbs and Mark Caron, kind of give you that Wes Welker feel, kind of a little bit shorter guys, but they're scrappy. They get out there, they find the open hole, and they make a play on it. The one thing we did not mention tonight was a running back for the Lounge High Vikings. We did not mention a single running back for the Lounge High Vikings.
No, we didn't.
How instrumental are those guys going to be tonight? How many guys are going to touch the ball for us? How many yards do we expect rushing tonight? I don't know. I just hope we're balanced, Bill.
Well, I do, too. I mean, we've talked about Amon Brown. We really haven't said much about him tonight. But Amon Brown, our leading rusher. I know Marty made the comment last week. Who's going to step up and take some of the weight of that running game? Amon Brown only played one quarter. And then we had a lot of guys step up Jerome Daniels and some others.
Sophomore.
Yeah, Arvin Berry.
That's
We've
right.
got guys that, you know, are stepping up now and begin to dominate that line. And I think we're going to need to see more of that tonight from those guys that can come out and take some of the weight off of somebody like Amon Brown. The Georgia Bridgemen getting ready to bring us the America the Beautiful and the National Anthem. And with that, I tell you what, we'll go ahead and take a three-minute break, and when we come back, it will be just about time for kickoff. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back. Let's listen in as the Lowndes Georgia Bridgemen play the National Anthem. And that is the Lowndes Georgia Bridgemen bringing you the National Anthem. And the clock says 8 minutes now before kickoff. And I see that the captains are starting to make their way from the corners. We'll get those names for you in just a few moments. Lowndes captains don't look like they have come out of the locker room yet. But we'll get them to you. Joining us in the press box now, the Commercial Banking Company press box, is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James. Good evening, Wes, and welcome.
And good evening to Osborne Taylor Phillips. What a great night it's going to be here at Martin Stadium tonight. Down on the field, got to talk to some of the players before the game. And boy, are we fired up. Are we ready to go play football? I don't know about you guys, but I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for kickoff. I'm ready for a big, big football game here at Martin Stadium tonight out of our Lowndes High Vikings.
I really am, too. The Georgia Bridgemen making out the name Viking on the middle of the field now. I tell you, we are so spoiled at Lowndes High School with a band like the Georgia Bridgemen and what size they are, the quality of their musicianship. It really rivals the major colleges like University of Georgia, Florida State, as far as its number and its musicianship.
You know, you've got, what, 480 people out there this year, Bill?
Well, there's about 480 that only about 440 to 450 actually march.
But
they can't put the rest of them on the field.
Tell you what, they are just... They're the pride of Lowndes High School right there. All the things you think they've done through the years, all the different parades they've marched in, the inaugural parade, the Rose Bowl parade, all the, you know, the Macy's, Chicago, all over, the one of the most award-winning bands there are in South Georgia.
They really are, and they always entertain the crowds here at Martin Stadium. Well, Wes, it's going to be a great night of football tonight. The Hardaway Hawks come from Columbus. We talked about, you mentioned at the top of the show, that we need to keep an eye on number two, Justin Crawford. Well, the young man skipped class, and his discipline, as it rightfully should be, is that he's not available to play football on that night. And unfortunately for the Hardaway Hawks, and really for our crowd, I was looking forward to seeing this young man.
I wanted to see him play, Bill, but now I feel a quandary here, Taylor. Defense is all set up to stop this guy who is rushed like he is rushed. Now, they find out he's not playing. He's not in the game. Do we keep that same intensity that we've had since we know we don't have to face him?
Absolutely, Wes. We do. I believe we had one of our traditions for impact players were the guys that were going to fill in for him. So I do think we keep the same intensity. A senior and two sophomores will be filling in. We do have our captains tonight, first with the visiting Hardaway Hawks, number 12, Quentin Guy, number 27, Davis Hall, one of Marty's impact players, number 63, Malik Jackson, and number 66, Walter Palmore. For your Lowndes High Vikings, number 25, one of my impact players, Tradition Flooring impact players, Malik Roberts, number 38, Dante Robinson, number 51, C.J. Shell, and number 55, Dyshawn Sims. Those will be your captains tonight for this ball game.
And can I say this and get away with it, Bill?
I don't know what you're going to say. So
the officiating crew tonight, my old crew, the guys I officiated with before I got into broadcasting lounge football.
And, of course, they're part of the All-Star Association, so that's 2 weeks in a row now we've had All-Star Association.
And, of course, I look down on the field at the guy who is working my old position, worked for me, and I got him into officiating. So it's kind of exciting to see somebody that you kind of helped mentor, and you know, you see on what is considered one of the top three crews in our area.
Yeah, it really is. And, of course, we can't not talk about the fact it's homecoming. And a lot of great things going on tonight. A lot of groups are here. I believe, Taylor, there's something happening with the class of 2003 tomorrow.
Yeah, 2003, I believe, 1993, and in 1970-something, not 73, it's a 15, 20, I'm not sure what the other class was.
Yeah, there's a class of 78, a 35-year class reunion. That's the first class that beat Valdosta on the football field. Of course, the class of 93, the 20-year class reunion. So a lot of things going on with homecoming and a lot of folks coming back celebrating those years of high school. Just a few years ago, I had my 30th, and I tell you, it's so great to get back with old friends and see those. I went to my 10-year, my 20-year, and even my 30-year. It's just a great opportunity. Now, your wife, it's her 10 years coming up, right?
Absolutely, 10-year reunion. We'll be going out tomorrow night to eat dinner with all of her class. Looking forward to it. Gotta have respect for those people that are coming back to watch some football and then meet their class.
It is. It's a lot of fun. As the crowd's getting ready now.
No, I'm looking. Is the new board working good?
Yeah, we're looking pretty good right now.
How can we tell if the suppressor's working?
Well, so far I screamed in the microphone earlier when we were testing and it didn't distort. So we're gonna go with it.
All right.
So, folks, if you've missed the exciting Wes James, he's back tonight.
Bill, stop, look, listen, here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
And there he is, folks, Wes James, the voice of the Vikings.
When I see them stairs going on, I want sportsmanship. That's all I want. Now, good sportsmanship. Can we do that? Okay. You in charge? 55, you in charge. I'll speak to you in line, okay? I've got a tails, I've got a head, so I want you to call it while it's in the air, okay? Call it loud enough my umpire can hear it. You ready? All right, and you want to kick.
Guys, Hardaway won the toss and they elected to receive. So we will be kicking off tonight to start the game, and then hopefully we'll get the ball second half, and that's how we're going to start this game tonight.
All right, folks, I want to thank you for joining us for the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. And when we come back after this short 60-second break, it'll be kickoff as the Hardaway Hawks take on the Lounge High Vikings. We'll be back after this 60-second break.